Granny's Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I know his Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a second box arrived from Tennessee, but the old fellows were somewhat disappointed in its contents. In place of the gems and the jewels they expected to find in a box of buried treasure, they found old clothes, a few household articles, and a stuffed owl. However, they're still sure that these items are rare antiques of much value. As we look in on the little community, we find Lum back in the feed room checking over the treasure articles. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
I don't know, Sister Sampson. We hadn't thought much about that. I reckon it'd be all right, though. Yeah, I tell you, maybe I better check with Lum just
Abner,
to make sure.
I said
I better check with...
I never noticed you'd on the phone, Abner.
Oh, that's all right. Just Sister Sampson. I want to ask you something anyway.
Well, all I wanted to discuss was the address on them packages of buried treasure we got.
The address?
Yeah, it's a peculiar thing. I hadn't noticed it before, but I was looking at the boxes back there in the feed room just now. I seen both of them was addressed to you.
Come to me, huh?
Yeah. I don't understand that. You'd think Mr. Olney would address them to me or Cedric.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Because Cedric's president of the company, and I'm the one that actually done all the talking to Mr. Olney, made all the arrangements with him and everything. You ain't got no idea how come he done that, have you, Abner?
Why,
Well, you don't need to shout about it. I'm standing right here.
I just talked to Sister Sampson on the phone there.
Oh. Well, how about it? Do you know anything about it?
Say, Mom, Sister Sampson wants to know if she can borrow some of that buried treasure.
Well, wait. Let's get this other matter straightened out first.
What other matter is that?
Well, the one we were just talking about. The addresses on them packages.
Well, Sister Sampson wanted me to ask
you. I don't care nothing about Sister Sampson. I'm curious about them addresses. Why he wrote your name on there instead of me.
Well, what difference does it make whose name is wrote on there as long as a package gets here?
I know, but it just don't look right.
It don't?
Well, for one thing, there's beginning to be a crowd that hangs around the post office down there just waiting to see them boxes come in, and, well, it just don't look good.
Why don't it?
Oh, I don't know. Somehow or other, folks have got the idea that I'm the head man of this outfit.
I thought you said that Cedric was president of it.
Well, yeah, he is, but word sort of got around.
Got around?
You know how folks talk. More likely somebody started the rumor about me.
Well, who'd start a rumor like that?
Well, it might have been me. I don't know. I can't watch everything I say, you know. Anyways, it's sort of embarrassing having your name on the packages, and I'll guarantee you know something about it, too.
Lum, I better not keep Sister Sampson waiting no longer.
She ain't missed you yet. She ain't been talking more than 5 minutes.
Well, at least, wait, I better give her a
All right, now answer me.
Answer you about what, Lum?
Stop stalling around, Abner. Did you tell that Mr. Olney that you was a high-up officer of our company?
Let's see now. Lum, I believe I jumped the tractor. Would you sort of come over that question again?
You heard me. Now, come on, fess up. I seen you having quite a chin fest with him one time when me and Cedric was busy digging there.
I believe I did talk to him once or a little, sort of, maybe.
And what'd you tell him?
Well, Lum, he's one of them fellas, you know, that sort of eggs you on, and, well, you know how folks talk, Lum, and word gets around. More likely somebody just started a rumor about me being president or something, you know.
You mean the rumor got around just twixt you and him?
That's just about the way them things happen, yep. I saw it happen time and again.
That's the worst one thing I've ever heard of. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Abner. Being so egotistical.
Well, now, Lum, I want to tell you that I...
Just forget it, Abner. The subject's done and closed.
Huh?
I'm going to write to Mr. Olney and straighten that out, and after this, you just be careful what rumors you go spreading around, that's all.
Well, wait a minute, Lum, wait a minute. Sister Sampson wanted me to ask you a question, and
Well, what is it?
Well, she wanted to know if she can borrow some of the articles and that buried treasure junk for the Ladies' Bazaar next Friday.
For the Ladies' Bazaar?
Yeah, she wants to put it on display. More like her, they figure that'll get a big crowd there to buy them cakes and pies that the women folks are going to bake up.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be all right.
What?
Sort of hate to let that stuff get out of hand, though. valuable like it is and all. More than likely, half of it'll get stole.
Oh, I don't think nobody'd want to steal much of that stuff, Lum. There ain't a whole lot in there that you could actually use.
Well, no, can't use it exactly.
You know, I was just thinking about that very thing last night, Lum. Exactly what do you use buried treasure for? I mean, the kind we've been getting.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, that's been bothering me a little bit, too.
If you'd find diamond watches and ruby stick pins and pearl handle razors and stuff like that, well, you can just take it down and sell it and get rich out of that. But so far, we ain't come across none of that kind of treasure. Not even in the second box of stuff we got.
No, you're right.
Grandpappy Spears offered us $1.50 for that stuffed owl in there, but, law me, I figured we'd get up in the millions and thousands. So far, we ain't even 100 heirs out of this.
No, but this other junk's worth a whole lot. We can just figure out what to do with it. You know good and well nobody would have gone to all the trouble of burying it if it hadn't been awful valuable.
No. Well, why not tell Sister Simpson?
Oh, tell her Granny's... I don't know what to say to her.
And I know one thing I better tell her. Uh-huh.
She still on there?
Oh, going strong, beating her gums for all she's worth.
Well, of course,
maybe, Lom, she's got the right idea what to do with this stuff. Put it on display, let folks look at it. Don't they have big places somewhere where all they do is just put old stuff on display that away? What do they call them, carriums or anti-carriums or something like that?
Antiquarium's a feller that's 80 year old.
Oh.
I think what you're trying to say is a museum.
Yeah, museum, that's it. Such ignorance.
Yeah, I think they got one in Chicago.
An 80-year-old man?
Oh, a museum.
Oh. Where'd that 80-year-old man come in there?
I don't know. I never saw him.
What was his name?
I don't know his name.
Well, how'd you find out he's 80-year-old, then, Lum? You can't just walk up to some stranger on the street and ask him how old he is. That ain't polite.
I never asked him.
Did somebody tell you?
No.
Just guessed it, huh?
Abner, there weren't no old man nowhere.
There must be an old man somewhere, Lum. Well, facts is, we got one right here in Pine Ridge. Grandpa Masters. Now, there's an old man. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's who I was talking about. Now, does that satisfy you?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Good, good.
What is Grandpa Masters doing in a museum in Chicago?
I never said he was in a museum.
You did, done it. I sat right here, Lum, and you said
I
that...
never done no such a thing. Now, just forget it before I whop you one right on top of the head. You was the one that brung up the museum yourself when we was talking about Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson? Oh, that reminds... Uh-huh. What do you think I ought to tell her, Lum? You want to let her borrow the junk or not?
Yeah, I reckon so. Wait a minute. Wait a minuet.
What's the matter?
Granny, I believe I got an idee.
An idee?
Yeah,
is that the reason you're squinting your way?
I always do that when I'm studying hard.
Yeah, I figured you was getting an idee. I can just see that little old brain of yours just a flip-flapping.
Yeah, why don't we just send this stuff direct to Chicago?
Chicago? Yeah, but Bazaar's going to be over at the schoolhouse long.
I ain't talking about no bazaar. I'm talking about the museum.
Huh?
We're going to sell our buried treasure to them. Now, Grannies, I knowed we'd figure some way to get rich off of this stuff.
Well,
that's what we'd do. Sell it to them.
Will they buy it?
Why, sure. That's what they're in business for. They buy up all that old stuff and put it in counters, and then millions of customers come in and look at it.
You mean that folks actually pay money to see all that old junk like that?
Of course they do. Wait a minute. I believe I just give myself a better idea.
You did, huh?
Yeah, we ain't going to sell it to no museum in Chicago, New York, or San Francisco, or nowhere else.
Well, we want to make some money out of it, don't we, Lum?
We're going to. But we're going to do it right here. We're going to open up a museum of our own.
We are in Pine Ridge?
Yes, sir. I don't know why we should sit back and let somebody else make the profits off of it when we can actually do it ourselves. It belongs to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, make it ourselves.
Well, we don't owe them museums nothing. Or I don't think we do.
Of course not. They never dug none of this stuff up. They just sit back and wait for somebody else to dig it up for them.
I bound you they knowed all the time that treasure's buried over there in Tennessee. They was just waiting for somebody like us to come along and spade it up for them.
Well, sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They want us to do all the Emmanuel labor whilst they sit back and take in the money, that's all.
Is that all they do?
Why, sure. Oh, they go through and dust all the stuff off once a week or so, or maybe once a month. That's about all there is to running a museum.
All right, doggies, let's get to running one of them. That's the kind of business I always want to get into. Something where you don't have to do nothing except just sit there and haul in the money.
Yeah, I'm good at that kind of a business.
That's for me.
You seem to have a natural talent for it.
Well, when do we start? Where are we going to put it in?
Well, right here in the store, I reckon.
You mean charge folks to get in the store?
Why, sure. We can clean them canned goods out of them shelves over there and make them into display counters.
Yeah, but wait a minute, old Lum. What if somebody just wants to buy groceries? We going to charge them to get in the store?
Well, no, of course not.
Well, how are we going to be sure what they come in here for? Some of them might say they're just coming in for groceries, and then after they get in here, why, they'll sneak some glances at the treasury. Sort of cast their eyes at it when we're not looking, you know.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, more like they come in here and order some little old something that we keep down under the counter, and when we bend down to get it, why, they'll just snoop around, look at everything, the varmints.
Yeah, well, maybe we better cut an extra door in here, one for the store and one for the museum.
Yeah, but they could come in the store door and still look right over into the museum, wouldn't be but about a 5-foot look.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Everybody can do that except old near-eyed Bates over here. He can't do it.
Maybe we'll just have to give up the store. I can see right now that it's going to interfere with our museum work.
Yeah, maybe we could just shove the store back into the feed room, Lum. That museum idea sounds awful good to me.
All right, well, come on, let's get started working on it then.
What do we do first?
First of all, we can start moving them canned tomatoes over there to the back end of the in the feed room.
Yeah, let's get started. Oh, wait a minute, I got something else to take care of first.
Something to take care of?
Don't take but a minute. Hello, Sister Simpson? All right, I'm ready. Let's go on.